Okay, Safik Brachas Laka, that's the sugya. We'll start here from the Rush, which is in the next page. He condenses a bit of the Gemara that was brought in the beginning to the Makar of Safik Brachas Lahakil. You have a Safik of a Bracha, so you don't make a Bracha. So what does the Rush say? In Peg Shlishi of Mesechtes Brachas, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Safik Kara Kriyashma, Safik Loi Kara, Einu Chayze V'Koyre. Someone has a Safik if he said Kriyashma or not, he doesn't have to say it again. But if he has a Safik in Omar Emes V'Yatzev, Safik Loi Omar Emes V'Yatzev, he has to repeat it again. Why is that? My Taima, Kasavar Emes V'Yatzev D'Araisa and Kriyashma is the Rabbanon. There's a sheet in the Gemara that Kriyashma is the Rabbanon. You see, we don't pasken like that. But Emes V'Yatzev is the Araisa. Why is Emes V'Yatzev the Araisa? Because it mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right. So, he's talking about the first two parshiyos of Kriyashma. The third one really does. The person didn't have kavana by the first parsha, so that by Vayomer. So then he says by Emes V'Yatzev he has to have kavana. But that's for sure. Remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim is a daraisa every day, which is the question: what's the difference between Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole year and Yetzias Mitzrayim by Pesach? They'll say this. What's the difference? Story. Yeah. You elaborate. Sipur. That's it. Sipur. Hagoda. Shailas v'tshuva is the way to do, but that's not the ma'ak of daraisa. You don't have to do it daraisa. Del shailas v'tshuva. I'll be surprised. Yes, which I think. Such a thing that a shayas for tshuva deraisa could be. That's not maybe. If you weren't, didn't say manashtana, then it's okay. Everything could be, but one thing's for sure: the mitzvah is to be marach. The mitzvah is to detail. That's why Leila Seder. But on every day, it says in most of the new shadurim already put out. By Kriyashma, by Mechavin, the Raisa, and the Kabbal Samach Shemaim. V'haya, have in mind the Kabbal all mitzvahs. That's by V'haya. I don't know if that's Ma'akev the Raisa, but that's what it is. The Kabbal all mitzvahs, and by Kriyashma to have in mind to be Yotze the mitzvah daraisa of the Chatzis Mitzrayim. Oh, I don't. How many mitzvahs? Like for example, Shabbos says the Chatzis Mitzrayim. The Ramban writes a passage about every mitzvah be'etzim is the Chatzis Mitzrayim. I don't know if I'm right about that one. It says mezuzah that they say it. Mezuzah tefillin Chatzis Mitzrayim, Kriyashma. But a lot of them are the Chatzis Mitzrayim. And I don't know how many. It's a good question. How many? You have to be one of those people. I remember this as a side note. There's someone called Shas Kohn, a Bishur Kohn. In my days, he was like the Shatmi.
Came to
Muncie
just last week.
Really?
To
Roosevelt to speak?
To Pahar, his son.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So he's already... About even 30 years ago, his nickname was Shas Kohn. It's the Milo Minad, his ideas are Shas. So almost 30 years ago, I was having a machlokes my chavrusa. Tosis, we're going to go to Tosis, you know, in the Cheshbonis of some drushes in the Gemara, and Tosis had some kashas and turusim, and it comes out, it goes, and wait a second, if he this word, what do we do with the drusha? Some kind of question. So Tosis says, we obviously need it for some drusha. We need it for something we don't know what it is. So my Harusa said, that's interesting. I never saw such a thing. I remember I once saw such a Taisvist that also said that Ulai Tsaruch Le'ez Adrosh. I don't think. I never saw such a thing. I said, it didn't happen. So we saw him that night. So I said, we had this Vikuach. The Taisvist say it, the thing. He goes, like, mamash, like a shotgun, 27 times. And he starts listing them. Boom, 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 boom. Where? Exactly. Like, 20.
He spoke to
the
yeshiva and he did it
all up. Yeah, yeah. It's mesmerizing. His tefisa of Shas. Then, almost 3 years ago, I got out of whatever that he was on his 109th chazor of Masechta Shabbos. So, anyway, it's fascinating. Anyway, so why did I say that? Because you're asking me, how many mitzvah tells Echad the time? I don't know. Fine. I think someplace that all the mitzvahs are. But let's go back to our thing. Zakti Helge Rambam on page Yud Aleph. Kol davar shuhu minig. Go back one more page. Before that, the Rambam, Kol HaBrachas HaElu, Em Nistapik Loi Behem, Em Birech Hoi Loi, Birech Ein Nechoizu Mavarech, Loi B'tchila V'loi B'soif, Mebnein Shei Medivrei Soifrim. Since the Rabbanon, we're Mechayiv you to make the bracha, because if you have a suffix, they paskin, it's a psak that you don't have to. Not pshat that you might be doing an iser, l'chayra, that's discussed also, but the pshat that they were never goyzer on you to make a bracha. And the Rambam continues,
what's that evil?
He's going back. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, he's going on Birchas Hanehenin, I believe. If you have a suffix, we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch. The person has a suffix if he's eating something. Did I make a bracha or not? Doesn't know. He doesn't have to stop. He's allowed to continue. So that's maybe a funny feeling. Maybe I'm doing an Isser. You think you maybe made one. You think you didn't make one. So you're allowed to continue. Right. But here it's if you're doing a maisa, which, okay, that's so we don't have to make another bracha. Says the Rambam. Oh, but where's the cooler, right? That's all.
If you don't know if you have to bench,
benching is the rice.
Bracha levatala would be worse. Flip side is you have to bench again. Now making your bracha is the cooler.
Right, but there's a part of one of my Mekomi Sima, we'll get to it either this week or next week, is what is the, where's the kula exactly? Bring that up. Kol davar shu minig, afo pi shu minig neviyim hu kagoy netilas harava b'shvi shachag, the ein tzarech lama minig chachamim, kagoy kriyas halel b'rosh hachadoshim, u b'chol shal moed, shal pesach, ein mavarech malav. Amazing thing. Sfaradim, alisam v'shu chodesh, they don't make a bracha. And also, some like, I think it's the goyim. And some Rosh Chodesh, that they wouldn't make a bracha. I remember I was in Ezra's Torah, but Ezra's Torah is in Eretz Yisrael, but she's down there every day. So there's Anshei Brisk and Gold the Goyin, Shitas HaGoyin is like a. I remember in the earlier days, it came Halil, and it was like, I used to have a Sikh, and then someone came up to me, can you be Moed to me the bracha? I was wondering, like, well, why would you come in Moitzin? What's the problem? You're in the min. You're like, why should I be Moitzin? What's yourself? I didn't know. I was Moitzin the bracha, or two people, like a few people. Like I was like the carbon to make the bracha. And I'm like, what? The few people say, what happened to the chazan? I don't know. I don't remember the prata. I just remember people being asked me to be Moitzin them. So the Moitzin, that was the pshat. They were going with the sheet that you don't make a bracha on halo. Fine. So the chen kol davar sheistapik l'cha im tom, like the Rambam. You have a suffix, you do it without a bracha. Be careful not to make a bracha that you don't need. How do you marbe bebrachas hatzrichos? You go around looking for food. What? How do you marbe? I wasn't sure what that meant. Yeah, okay, that's probably, I thought he meant that. But he said you should search to get 100 brachas. But they say you should be marbe and brachas which are needed. Well, if it's needed, I'm not being marbe.
Somebody who's busy repeating brachas, make sure you're marbe. If you're busy marbe and brachas, you won't
necessarily
get to that.
You won't get to what?
Repeating brachas that you shouldn't be.
Well, why is that? Marbe.
I'll just.
And you marbe, bro, you go. Could be. You know, we can be mighty always this Vegas. Okay.
Somebody in Franklin's rules. He has like a counter and he counts all the
omens.
He goes to every single person and he makes them tell the
brachas
and he counts every single day. But it's
omens,
not
brachas.
I'm just saying.
How many
omens
you
make?
He tried to reach.
Wow.
He's
over
the bakery. I don't know. Omens. Maybe marble brachas that's looking for a mitzvah.
Maybe it's means, it could be. Right, but the one thing to look to make on one hand to make a bracha. That's why sometimes I commit either myself or someone else. Maybe people don't want to go to the Amud, to daven for the Amud. I think you have a chance to making two Shmoneh Esrei. Besides the brachas, you get to be over the Femelech twice. What is not a double Shema B'kach. I mean,
if someone missing
18
brachas,
they're
going to be
a shliach tzibur.
You can count
it for 100. Of course. It's me, bracha. It's but gets more brachas. I think it's a gewaldig opportunity.
Huh? That child even comes up if you forget halal, and you have to read Bishma Nesir if it counts as two
Oh, that's a question. Yeah, that's a question that we show you. Right. Uh-huh. Okay. Suffolk. Dr. Tor, on page your base, La Locha, Suffolk and Kar Krishma Loy, Choyzev Koyre, Mavorek, Lefonev, Lacharel. If a person does not know if he said the brachis, so he makes the brachis again. He says Kriyashim makes the brachis again. Avlam yoydeya shekora el shemesupik in biruch lefanel achareo ein echayzer mevorech. If he knows that he said Kriyashma, he doesn't know if he said the brachis before or after, so then the brachis of the Rabbanon, he does not have to say the brachis again. This is the psak, and the Torah, the Beis Yosef says Mitzayin to these two Makaris that we just saw, the Rambam and the Shiltas that the Rosh brought, about Suffolk brachas. Now, the way it can happen if he has had a Suffolk, if he made the bracha or not, is usually uncommon. You don't know the whole thing if you daven. It could be sometimes a person had a Suffolk if he said the words right. Maybe he has a Suffolk, he dozed, he was tired, he dozed off, he didn't know if he finished it. There could be different Mitzis in that a person has a Suffolk. Lamaisa, if you don't make a bracha again. So now, we should see, in between there's a sugya that we'll skip, I'll maybe do it next week, because it goes up a funny tangent. But Lagabi, what we're learning this moment, look at the Mishnah Berurah, page Chav Ches. He brings a very interesting machoikis in the Achroinim and the Paiskim. He says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Safek im kare kriyashma, choyze vikare, umavorak lefonev achareo. That's one. Avam yoydeya shakara. You know you said Shema. That's what we just read now. Mishnah kim birch lefonev achareo, you don't make the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, B'shar mitzvah d'araisa. Any of the mitzvah, for example, lulav. What's the halach of a person has to do the bracha again misafik? For example, let's say make up a case. A person has a suffik if he had a kosher or lulav. Suffik d'araisa if he was yotze lulav or something. He has tefillin, he has the shaylav. Oh, the big machlokes, a poiskim if you were yotze. Suffik mamash machlokes in the d'araisa. So what's the halach with you put on again? Do you make a bracha or not? So, Pasuk Lili brings a raya from a different sugya, but he says, Le'inyan Tumtum. Tumtum is a suffix, what he is. After Chai Betitzis, and you're a daily in the Mila Ba Dragonis, a barrier for Natsum maybe, the Chen Kolki Agam, real sfeikis. The lawyer of Arachala Mitzvah, why? Ki Abrocha said the Rabban on the sfeikal Lakula. Even though he has a suffix, his Tumtum, if he has to make a bracha or not, if he has to do the mitzvah, the bracha you do not make. Achish Poiskim Shemachalkim. Right, a tumtum and an adroginus, it's a suffix if the bechlal bar chiyuva. But mashayin, if you have a person who's mechuyiv, al she'en yo deya emosa ha-mitzvah, does tzorch levorach alea gamkein. Ulefi zeh, luliv, oi shoyfer b'yayim rishon, hecha, the misfeik, the safkalev for osa ha-mitzvah, kai gavna, tzorch la-tzayse bebrocha. If it's suffolk, if a person has a suffolk, if he was yoytze, so you have to do it again with a bracha. I don't know, Levi, how much they take the truas, the Yakisha truas. Let's say you had a hefsek. Now you stumble, you have in mind when you make the bracha to be moitzi the all the truas that we case that we do afterwards. Why not? But let's say a person would have a take a break. He's going to do the. Yakisho has his shita, or whoever, everyone has their shitas. They want to do the truas again. So you say it's a suffik daraisa. How could they cut to make a suffik on a bracha? That we don't say. At least by shoifer. But a real lulav, a person has a shaila on a lulav, he goes to afterwards, first the yomtiv, and he shows that there was a big shaila on the pitim. If it was yoytze, it broke. It says, Machlokes Yishoinim, the feast of Yishoinim, you're not yoytze. Do it again with a bracha.
So the question is, if somebody eats matzah,
yeah,
do they add a bracha? It's not
yotze. No, avadi yotze. So he's saying maybe they were masakin chazal that once you're doing the mitzvah again, once you mechuyev to do the mitzvah, matzah, you mechuyev to eat the matzah, you ate the matzah, you mechayim the mitzvah. Right here, a person doesn't know, but that he doesn't know if he took lulav that day.
So he's not
mechayim.
He didn't do the mitzvah.
Then he says a suffolk he was mechayim. Why not? Oh, so maybe what? Oh, so the word like this. What?
Yeah.
The bracha. No, safek daraisa l'chumra. So now he's mechuyev. So I'll explain. When the Chazal said that, listen, you have a savik daraisa, the halacha is savik daraisa, you have to do again. Let's say, add to it, savik daraisa l'chumra midaraisa, machlokes rishonim. So it means that if you have a suffix menatoyra, if you took the lula, let's say we go, you mechuyev menatoyra to do it again. And even if you chuyev midarabana to do it again. But bottom line is, I have a chiyuv. So once you have a chiyuv, perhaps Chazal said, once you mechuyev to do it again, we institute it together with a bracha. Because it's not a suffix anymore. Once you have a suffix, now it became a vaday to do it.
The simple way to say it, it's not a suffix on the bracha.
What do you mean?
It's not a suffix on the bracha. It's a suffix on the mitzvah.
Ah, the whole picture was a picture of sfeikas. Once the psak is here, it's not a suffix on the bracha. The bracha is for sure going to be schlepped with the mitzvah. But first of all, he's not wrong, because the next sheet, look how many Gdoli Achorim say what he just said. I'm just saying now this is...
When does this come up? When is it again? How was it?
So the
Chazal can say, when Chazal was metaken the
bracha, that's
such a...
Such a... Yeah, right.
Yaakov, it's only about something deraisa. Only a mitzvah. Only a mitzvah.
Any something deraisa. And you have to do. Right.
You have to do.
So now he goes on, though, and he says, "V'kasef apim megadim the mikasef mishnah b'shem harashba v'chem imagan avram b'shem harivash and tavkuf pehev hilchas shayfer muach de lois firu luhu lechiluk ze el tamed b'li bracha v'gamei agra v'simen ze muach de lois firu luhu lechiluk ze." Who said the chiluk? Did he quote who the name was from? Lufiza, everything is lufiza. Lufi what? Shar mitzvahs. The Indian Tumna Vadraganis, Kirvachis, Ach Yesh Poiskim. Here they are. Here a Pima Godim, and the Kesef Mishnah B'Shem the Rajba, the Magen Rav B'Shem the Rivash, and the Goyim. They say that you don't make a bracha. They may view Lo Shoifer, Lulu B'Yamrisha Ben Ashmoshes, Lukuli Alma, Noito B'Li Bracha, Kibzeh Asafik Hu Imchayv Ata Klal B'Mitzvahs. So we have here, I don't know what the Yesh Poiskim is, but he says, all these Gedali Achroinim tell us, and we show him, that if a person has a suffix, if he was yotzei mitzvah, he does the mitzvah again, he does not do the bracha. But I'll tell you a fascinating thing as a side point.
You never had a bracha, because the bracha wasn't nothing. You weren't yotzei.
You have a suffix if you were yotzei. Right. Maybe I did it. I once had a case, was it with me or was it Shiloh that happened? I don't remember after exactly the story, but on Shuk Lulav, and then notice that there's one of the bottom of the Aravis was missing. It was only one Aravis and not two. One slipped out or something. So made the bracha, and now you realize you weren't yotze. You're not yotze. You need two Aravis. So what's the dim? You do it again. So you go upstairs, you get another Arava. That was the case, Lamaisa. So the question is, what about a bracha? There's no sfeikis. You weren't yotze, you make a new bracha. But look, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings from the Maril, what bracha do you make? Bracha, it's fascinating. Huh?
You make an
arava. You make al natilas arava. You have to check everything, but everything you took, but you weren't yoit. You were yoit, but you weren't yoit. Because you could take them ze achar ze. So I took them already, but now since you mukher to only take the arava, l'chatchil you take it together. So you take al natilas luliv, al natilas esrik. That'll be, it's a great quiz. How do you ever have a case of person says al natilas esrik? That's it. You shook the esrik. You found it's possible. Or you didn't have an esrig, or whatever. So that was a ma'aseh shoyu. The person baruch Hashem, the thing is, a person has to have the otzma, the shtag, to say it loud. That shows. I go shteit. Anyway, so.
No, I don't
think.
The
lashon
is
the Mishnah is the drasha. I think we pass him too.
This whole sugya comes up with baltezik.
Yeah, with the ad, some people add El Adavadasin. That's a separate sugya about Tosef. So now he says, you have to read Kriya Shema again. Choyze v'koyre hatam de kaimon Kriya Shema d'oraisa. Kloy medohod, the ksiv d'ibar t'abam b'shiftecha b'veisecha, koy ha-parsha ze gufo shechayiv l'daber boy b'shashchivo v'amidom. That's what it means. Ulefikach im nestapik im kora oylav, chayiv lachzav l'kos kechol sveka d'oraisa, like we said before, without a bracha. I have a question. I don't recall it in the Gemara. I don't recall seeing it. Maybe someone has a marmakim for me. I always wonder. We dashin b'shach b'cha, when you go to sleep, say kriyishma, ufkumecha, when you wake up, say kriyishma. Why don't we have a chiyu kriyishma ubulach t'cha v'derech? I never understood. B'shach b'cha, ufkumecha, ubulach t'cha v'derech. It starts off.
What constitutes
v'lach t'cha
v'derech? What is
v'lach t'cha
v'derech? Maybe we won't be left with that. Then some, it would be like plot. Some people would have that. Some wouldn't.
Because we don't know what's constant. The Torah is saying something. Then what? Can. We dash from the oisik mitzvah.
When I actually go to sleep, it's actually it's a timing when I go to sleep. The time. So there's no timing left there.
So it's not shaykh. So what did the Torah mean? I understood. You should speak. No. Sorry, it's nonsense. So when the Eibusha wrote Ted Uvulach T'cha V'Derech, what does he want me to do? If I don't have a time, so when I'm going Uvulach T'cha, what should I do? Learn Torah. That's what I understand.
So in that pasuk, you're talking about Torah and Kriyishma.
Right. The pasuk shat with the Barta Bam means you should learn Torah all the time. That's the pasuk sakra. No, Pamayom. Could be, yeah. Pashas means learn Torah. I mean, when I'm going someplace with the tool in the car, I say, oh, I just ask a question. I say, I don't know what you're learning. We kind of have to I say, we can't. The whole trip just to listen to whatever, Uncle Moshe and whatever. You know, okay, maybe there's Torah in there too. I don't know. Hashem is there, Hashem is there. But other things. Said, I say, remind them that is when you go traveling, a whole trip to Eretz Yisrael, didn't take something to learn. Take with it. I remember seeing the Vlach T'cha V'Derech of Rav Moshe Shapiro. I was on a flight and he was sitting right behind me. So Moshe Shapiro was a godly yoid, and he was there. And to see him, he had a Masechta Tmura. He was doing Tmura, and I remember, I couldn't the whole time stare at his face. Yeah, because it was nice, but I use excuse, I'll get up to watch it. And I remember him like a Yashiv. He was biting his finger and thinking hard. He was biting hard on his finger, deep in thought, like a long time. There's a picture of Yashiv late at night, biting his finger, thinking, biting. The Gemara said that would bleed. Yashiv had a good head. They had good heads, but they still like pushed it. They were pushing the heads. It was amazing to watch. Then I asked him for, for bracha, and then on the way out. But it was a meridic. So anyway, so that was the Vlach T'cha V'Derech. So that was a side point I wanted to know about that. So Hayotze Me'advarim, about this point we learned today, Savik Brachas Lahakel we paskin, that is a psak in the Gemara, but even by a mitzvah d'arais, what you mechuyiv to do, you do not repeat the bracha. Just one more point that Vlad Mumashabur is quoting over here. Just a little bit more on the chashuva thing. L'char kol zedavka b'shaloi over zman kriyishma. Aval ba'over zman shal shalai shoyis shuv eni mevorech lo lefoneho v'lo lecharecho machma safik. You see, we have an issue. What's going on over here? The Shulchan Aruch said that if you have a safik, if you said kriyishma, you chayz v'karei and you mevorech lefoneho lecharecho. What happened? Why over here? So we just said, because it says, the Kaim on Kriya Shema D'Araisa, the Mishnah Berurah said, how do we mean Yashav, these two, what we just spoke about, Barichas, the last Mishnah Berurah brought, all these Achrayim and Rishayim, that you, if you have a Suffolk, if you did the Bracha, you don't make the Bracha before, and by Kriya Shema you do. So we missed a step here, right? Second, Safik and Kar Kriyishma, Safik, Vechayz, Vechayz, Mavarach, Lefanel. That's the Mishnah Berurah started off. Shar Mitzvahs.
Which bracha?
We say the Birkas Kriyishma.
I mean,
Pash is a goofer. It's going in the Hapash.
The Havarabo?
Yeah, that's what's going on.
You have to go back and see Havarabo.
The bracha is part of Kriyishma. That was
that's the, part of it. That was
the Kama Kishma
Deraisa. The Kama Kishma Deraisa. The other said the Bible Mashut was Koya Parsha Zugufo Shachai with Dabra Boy. The fig from the stopic and call Chayz of a Kurik Chayv looks of a why the Brocho. There's a Dagosh on Kriyishma. It sounds like there's a Dagosh on Kriyishma, which we must have missed a step here. Why were Mechalik, Klar, only Kriyishma? Ah, so he says that the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet. There it is. He said that there was in the scene Sif Katan Dalet that they say. I see the Bir Halacha quoting it. He says in the Mishnah Berurah Kach Tiknu Lechatchila. It's the Rabbanon, yes, but still they were attacking it. If you're going to say the Kriya Shema, you have to say it with the brachas. Besides of the mitzvahs, part of the takana Kriya Shema is you say it with the brachas. That's how the tzura is. That's what he says in the Be'al Locha. If you have a suffix, if you know you said the brachas, you don't know if you said Shema, and that could be Be'imotzi. People, you know, Shema is such, I didn't have Kavana, I was thinking, I wasn't thinking, I have a suffix if I was Yotze. Then he says, you for sure don't say the brachas again. There was a second to say the brachas, if you have a suffix on the whole thing, the person does not know if he daven Yotze or Ad Shemana, doesn't know what happened. So the Mela, he should, then you say the brachas again. So then he's going to go into, we'll see more next week, that all this is perhaps talking about, only if you were, let's finish this point, the new nice nest, with us finish this point. He says, the Kol Tadavka, and see if we couldn't give him the beginning, the Over Zman Kriyishma, Awa Over Zman Shal Shalai Shois, if a person is davening after 3 hours, when there's no Zman Kriyishma is over, and you have a suffix, Shoveni Mavarech, Lalo Funev Lalachara, Machba Suffix, the Suavile Suffix, the Rabbanon. Right? After Zman Kriyishma is over, you don't know if you said the Brachis. You don't know if you said Kriyishma, but now Maisa, it's over. You're not Yoitz anymore, anyhow. I was an Enoi, the Zman Skizitis Mitzrayim, Nimshachachachach, Kam Kain. And therefore, Kain, Uchai Vadayan, I'll call upon him, Bebrichas Emes Viyatsiv, and therefore, Echaravis. And Mekam Ve'alola Tikl calls that Brocha. That's probably a Pshat. Since you're saying Emes Viyatsiv, which is part of the Brochas, was the Raisa, so the Emes Viyatsiv is the Raisa, so Mesakan on all Bechas Kriyishma is one big Mahalach of a Daraisa. So, beside him. Okay, we'll stop here.